Good evening, niggas and niggettes. Oh, no, my bad. Nagas and nagettes, I guess. Shit, fuck it. We're going to do it unfiltered, uncut, raw, as we normally do. I've been slagging on my Mackin', tripping and dipping into a lot of other shit, and I haven't been recording. As you all know, it's a lot of shit going on. It's hard to get a break these days, but there's no excuse. You can always make time. It's just, you have to just take some time out like you normally do when you take a nap and you're doing other bullshit. Recharge and redirect your energy into whatever your passion is. You know, you might not have a full tank of energy that day, but just, you know, get enough to knock it out. Say, for instance, you go to the gym, you don't want to do legs and you know, lower body and upper body. Just do your upper body. Go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you feel like, just do a little bit. But just go. Do something. You don't got to do a whole lot. Just do something. If you do music, you go to the studio today. Nigga, just do something musical. You say you're a rapper. Fucking, okay, do it, you know, rhyme to a beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something productive. Put something in motion. Every day you can put something in motion. You know, if you own a business, you need to get new flyers. You got to reassess the way you advertise. Whatever you're doing, you know, just whatever your personal goal is right now, just there is time to get shit done. And don't sell yourself short thinking that you ain't got no time to do shit. So, but anyway, more than just jokes, I am D motherfucking Blake. And, man, I was trying to get somebody on here last minute, but I just kept running through, people to try to get on here, and it really is hard. That's one thing I've discovered, that I can't fucking get a hold of anybody to be like, yo, I'll record with you. I'm like, yo, this shit gonna be on Apple, and it's gonna be on this, it's gonna be on that, but, my duty in this lifetime is to make sure motherfuckers regret ever turning me down doing anything in life. So, all right, it's always a better conversation when it's somebody, because I can always bounce my energy off of somebody else, and then we can spark something together. It's always good to have a yin and a yang. I don't just like to like blabber and shit, but whatever. I guess I got a blabber tonight because fuck, everybody was like not fucking with a nigga. So, more than just jokes. This week. Well, tonight, June 30th, 2020, man, how the fuck did we get to this point? June fucking 30th, 6/30/2020. Oh, shit. And I forgot to put rest in peace to the homie, Scrappy, my young nigga, what's up, 626, nigga, you died on that motherfucking same day, nigga, so we know you, nigga, you made the right transition, my nigga Scrappy, 100, man, my nigga, we niggas miss you, my nigga, because I know you, that's the coldest shit, I know you, you know what, I'm gonna have to, yeah, we gonna chop it up, but anyway, yeah, man, fucking COVID-19, Who would have thunk it, right? That's some crazy shit. COVID-19, man, this shit crazy. Definitely something going on. Definitely some shit going on. First, it was killer, crazy, fucking mosquitoes, mutated mosquitoes. Now it's COVID-19. Now it's back around. They having another round, and people got to get tested to go to work now, and it's just this mandatory thing. And to me, it is just—it's just sad. Sad to see how gullible the human race has succumbed to dark forces. You know, just a little drop of negativity is what dark forces are. But people talking about the devil and all that shit, this and that, it's just a drop of negativity. That's the devil, just a little bit. That little drop of negativity, and people got alcohol, they're not channeling the wines and the spirits that they're drinking. You know, it's this shit crazy, man. man. You got to balance yourself out, man. Yeah. It's crazy out here, man. This shit crazy. You got motherfuckers. These motherfuckers is killing motherfuckers, bro. Niggas is really dying still. It's going unnoticed. Fucking PTSD. Let me just structure this conversation, because I had it structured, because I prepared myself to speak to somebody. So I wanted to start with that COVID shit, but it's really just hard to just kind of like just ramble thoughts. But I think it's bullshit. I think I think evolution is crashing in on this system that is false, this matrix, and evolution is coming in. Like, you can't fuck with evolution. Shit is just gonna change. Like, we're supposed to be on a whole different frequency, thinking of some whole different shit. Just thinking on a whole nother level, and just being on a whole nother level as a human being, thinking, living, everything. Like, this is we're still saying or using the term fossil fuels. There's no such thing as a fossil fuel. The bunch of dinosaurs did not die and get thrown into a fucking and when we just extract bones and juice from fucking dinosaurs. So we found the bones, but dinosaur blood and skin turns into crude oil. What fucking... But we never find the oil and the bones in the same place. Now, think about that. Next time somebody says fossil fuel, think about that. Enlightenment. I've been studying a lot of enlightenment. And it's just a continuous journey with enlightenment. Enlightenment is just a continuous journey of love. You just learn new techniques of love. And I'm going to get into that in a little bit. I'm going to come back to it, actually, since I brought it up now. But love. Love is a motherfucker. I just think that this whole COVID shit is just, you're not taking care of your health. You're not recognizing the God within you. You're not recognizing your destiny. Your destiny. Every man, woman, child breathing on this planet came here to achieve Godness. And came here to be an illuminated one. Everybody came here to be transformative. Everyone came here to transform to a higher fucking being. And a lot of you motherfuckers got amnesia, and a lot of you motherfuckers got that drip of fucking the fucking poison, the negativity poison. Negativity is the light, is what keeps you doing dark shit, robbing, stealing, killing niggas, you shooting, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. Like, we killing each other over shit that's material. The best shit is not even the fucking material. It's the shit that's in the moment. You killed a nigga forever for some shit that can really only last for a moment. Money and all this shit only lasts for a moment. But you're in the moment. If you're in the moment consistently, you don't got to worry about, I got to rob this nigga for my longevity. I got to kill this nigga now for my longevity. When you're an immortal being, that is fucking insanity. But PTSD, slavery, and all this other shit has brought you down to something lesser and made you think that you was less of a human being. When you all have the DNA of God, and this motherfucker does too. That's the saddest part about it. It ain't even about race no more. It's about the souls who got it. If you got a soul, you got it. And you know better. It's just the old saying, if you know better, you do better. And that's what it's really all about. If you know better, you do better. I didn't study everything from dark to light. And it's all about love. Everything dark I ever read about occult, magic, whatever it was. If your intent in your heart ain't even pure to even believe in the word that you calling on, you can't even do this shit.
Your heart got to be in this shit. So before you even think about getting over there, oh my God, he's talking about magic. The nigga, did the nigga just say, this is the nigga I know. The nigga's been saying, cuz. The nigga, when he see blood niggas say, what's up, blood? The Cholo niggas be like, what's up, Holmes? When they see him, yes, nigga, me, I'm telling you. I know this shit. I didn't sell dope. Nigga, I was a nigga that used to sell coke. Yes, nigga, I used to sell weed. Yes, nigga, walked to school with Stacey Adams and motherfucking 501s in high school. Nigga, yes, I am telling you, niggas. Me, I'm telling you, I'm a regular nigga. Regular job, truck driver. I done been all that shit. I used to help old women in front of an old clinic. Regular job, down to earth, nigga. Smoke weed, still do. I'm telling you. It's about love. I've seen that. I know all about all the darks, the Necronomicon. Yeah. That's all great. That's all good. But if it's not in the heart, you can't create shit. And you gotta have a soul first. You gotta be connected to your soul. If you're not connected to your soul, your heart and your brain. People don't understand. The heart has a 3-foot radius from everyone you bump into. The heart resonates more than the fucking brain. You ever seen, okay, when they go to Egypt, they talk about the Egyptians, and I'm only saying this because it's easy to be traced and easy to be researched. They take out the brain. And why they take out the brain? They're like, this is the most useless shit. This is the computer shit. This is just the shit just to work into for this body to work in this realm. It needs a brain. So we got to use this for this realm. But once the body understands what it resonates off of, the brain starts to become just another funnel, kind of like when you have a car, you have a system, you have a muffler system. It's something that you just kind of like bypass after a while. You develop a system to, like, you know what, we just want to bypass this part now. Once you elevate a motor, like, you know, like how Tesla just bypass having fucking a muffler, you know what I'm saying, or an exhaust system, you know what I'm saying. You bypass the brain after a certain amount of information touches you, you know what I'm saying. So it's the same concept with the human body. You're going to bypass certain shit once you reach a certain level. And it's going to be like, okay, I get it. Why they like, don't, nigga, you don't even worry about the brain. That's just a function to resonate on this planet. Because it's different planets in different dimensions. It's like they show you in the fucking movies. Just like if anybody's seen my motherfucking Instagram the other day, they showed you the Oregon imagery, and you see the fucking the ray of light that comes through the pyramid, just like on the Pink Floyd album cover, Dark Side of the Moon. When that light pierces the rainbow, it's just the same light as you see on a kyanite crystal, the same light, that frost that looks like that beam that was in the Avengers when you seen Thor and Odin come down that rainbow bridge. You know what I'm saying? That rainbow bridge, all the, and when you talk about, you want to meditate, the rainbow bridge, that rainbow bridge is the connection. They'll tell you, anytime you meditate, from any yogi from China all the way to India to Africa, from, you know, any ancient teaching will tell you, when you meditate, they always tell you about some type of energy, the chi, the ki, the flow. And it goes upward, and the shushuma, and they talk about the prana, the pranayana. They talk about the when they talk about the yoni, the fluids of the vagina, and, you know, and they talk about the crown palace of semen in the Taoist tradition. When that flow, they're talking about flow. Where, like, that's why when you get, you know, by some type of water, you hear water flowing, niggas gotta go pee, because your body's reminding you, you flow. You're about flow. What needs to flow? Your body has to flow. Everything has to flow. Just like when you hear a nigga that sucks on a fucking song, like that nigga, he can't ride the beat. It's like riding a Sea-Doo. You can see when somebody ain't never rode a Sea-Doo before, he don't know how to ride that motherfucker. You gotta ride this wave. You got this wave. You gotta hop on the, you see a motherfucker that can't ride a horse, because he can't ride that vibration. He don't know how to get in tune. You got to be in tune. And that's what that bridge is. That's what the key is. And that's what motherfuckers don't understand, you know. And they could tell you to focus, like when you focus on a certain thing and you focus, you get so much clarity on shit. But we get fucked up by allowing shit to affect us, by letting by allowing shit into our auric fields. That's our problem. We got to be like fucking Mutombo. Nigga, get that shit out of here. No. Just smack the shit out of a motherfucker with some fucked up energy. Like, nigga, get your ass smack. Smack that negative shit out of here. Just smack. Fuck out of here. So, and that's where we're at as human beings. And all this COVID shit wouldn't even fucking matter if the entire world would just be like, okay, let's go down the list. You practice unconditional love. You practice unconditional love. You practice unconditional love. You practice unconditional love. You don't have a fucking problem. I could be as racist as fuck. You know what? All you white motherfuckers, y'all live over there. I'm perfect. I'm fine. I'm cool. I love it. You stay over there. Don't pollute the fucking water. Don't pollute the fucking air. Don't fuck up none of that shit. You can have all the shit you want to do. You can fuck all whoever you want to fuck. Just don't pollute the water and don't fuck up the air. That's you do what the fuck you want to do over there. Just don't bring that shit over here. We have our borders and that's it. Period. That's for that. That goes for my idea for every race. Stay the fuck over there. And y'all practice what y'all practice over there. You stay the fuck out of Africa and let Africans do what we do in Africa. I'm African. And let us do what the fuck we do on this continent. And if you need something, you let us know. And we might be able to help you. But from right now, from here on out, y'all stay the fuck over there in y'all country. And we'll stay the fuck over here in our country. You stay the fuck out of ours. And we'll stay the fuck out of yours. Which we don't got to stay the fuck out of nobody else's shit. Because nobody want us in their shit. We need to get y'all out of our shit. Like we always fucking been. So, with that said, that's what I think the world should just, if we could start with that, we could be racial and segregated as much as we want. Chinese can be with Chinese, blacks can be with blacks. That'd be a dope idea. And just practice brotherhood amongst each other first. Because we don't even know what brotherhood is. A sense of brotherhood. That's, and I watch. And if you see my Instagram, if anybody pay attention, go back to my Instagram recently and go to my page and look at the Klansman that didn't have a mask on. If you understood what he said, I'm not racist. I don't think the white man's better than anybody. He said, I don't think any race is better than anybody. He just said, I love my race. He said, I'm a Klansman. I don't have no mask because I'm not a coward. I am what I am. I am who I am. And I say what I say and I do what I do. My intention ain't to hunt down. He said his intention wasn't to hunt down no niggas and no shit like that. He just said, y'all stay the fuck over there. We stay the fuck over here with our shit. Okay, cool. That sound like democracy. Because we still got to share the same land. So that means you take care of the land and love it. Let's replenish the Mother Earth. And then we can worry about racial shit. First of all, let's work on fucking being human beings. Because obviously we don't even know how to fucking be human beings right now. So let's just focus on being human fucking beings. Then we can work on being racist and shit. You don't even know. Motherfuckers is animals. So you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is animals. First of all, get the animal out of you first. Or, excuse me, control the animal in you. Yeah. Tame the animal in you. Control the dragon, like I tell my daughter. Control the dragon. Because man is everything that he fucking hates. Man is everything that he likes. Man is everything that he's afraid of. Man is the animal. Man is the fucking beast. Man is everything. Wrapped into one. Why you fucking think you got a zodiac? You have characteristics of fucking everything on this planet. You got characteristics of the shit you eat, the shit you breathe. We all share the same fucking earth. Nigga, we are connected. You are fucking everything. That's why, man, the fucking all the fucking the aliens and shit, they looking down like, no, this is the dopest, dumbest fucking experiment of all fucking time. This dumbass fucking idiot is the fucking perfectest perfect thing ever, and he's stupid as shit and does not even know it. What the fuck did we do wrong? This nigga over here making meat. Clone meat. This nigga, what the fuck? Are you fucking, they're fucking kids? Oh, wow. Are you, This motherfucker can become, you can, hold, this, you must, I guided you fucking people to make your own universes and your own fucking planets and your fucking little kids. What the fuck is wrong with you? That's what the aliens think. And I know this. This is fucking known to any motherfucker with any sense of knowledge. Other life forms are like, are you fucking serious? We create. Yo, this is the most intelligent, stupidest motherfucking. If it wakes up, it's fucking brilliant. But if it doesn't, holy shit. Look at this fucking idiot here. Fucking human beings. It's like you gotta high five the fucking brilliance and the stupidity all at fucking once. This nigga can fly, but his food ain't even real. This motherfucker don't even need words. And he's hunting shit and making money out of paper. And valuing shit that is, these niggas pay to live on a planet. They don't have a fucking choice to not be born on. What the fuck? And they stress out over this shit. Like, imagine if you were a fucking alien and you're just looking at human beings like, these niggas fucking pay for this shit. What? Like, what the fuck? These niggas are so fucking retardedly stupid. Magnificent. These magnificent fucking imbeciles they must be. Like, I wonder how they talk. That'd be some shit. Like, I wonder these magnificent imbeciles. Just fucking magnificent imbeciles. That is a dope-ass fucking name. The magnificent imbeciles. That's exactly what fucking human beings are. The magnificent imbeciles. That sounds like a mic. The rock band.
Yeah, so. Oh, the band. Yeah, the Magnificent Imbeciles. Yeah. Like that. That's a band name. I bet not catch somebody with that name. The Magnificent Imbeciles.
Fucking mastered their souls to fucking diamonds. Like, fucking perfect. Their brains, their pineals are fucking diamond. Like, what the fuck? Like, made out of fucking, the pineal glands is fucking made out of fucking fire, and these motherfuckers is running around handicapped parked and shit. Like, fuck, are you serious? You're supposed to be living to be fucking like 700, and you're fucking running around with a handicapped parking pass at 42. What the fuck? You can rejuvenate yourself. They got books on this shit. Fucking magical spells and niggas playing a lotto. Like, fuck. Like, it's available. The only reason why you don't know it is because you don't fucking want to know it. Nobody got no advantage. Go fucking get it. It's magic out here, nigga. It's books that got fucking sigils and words that come from fucking angels. From Celestine magic. I didn't fucking even know about Celestine magic. Nigga, Celestine magic is the thing. They fucking got the TBN talks about that shit. The Celestine prophecy. Nigga, did it. Nigga, they have a whole book that's full of magic. A whole fucking other book that has angels, fucking Gabriel, Michael, fucking like all this shit you niggas be praying to. All the fucking Catholic shit. They have real fucking sigils and real spells, nigga, that are fucking dope as fuck and they help you. Because I asked for some fucking money one time. I said some shit. Next thing I know, I spent some money and I ended up with $200 in my fucking bank account. Like my main bank. I'm like, why the fuck? I'm like, I thought they took their money. I'm like, okay, maybe I spent too much money all at one time, and they just couldn't catch up. Like, damn, this nigga spent too much money when he got some change. And it just didn't catch up. Nah, that motherfucking nigga, that shit was two extra $100. I said, what the fuck? I ain't gonna say nothing. Cause I know I said something, and in the book said, nigga, be careful when you say these motherfuckers three times. I said, okay, nigga, I'll be careful when I say this shit three times. Any book I read on any occult, I read that shit carefully. Read it carefully. And then you go step by step. Step by step. Okay. You read the first chapter, second chapter. You can't skip steps because you'll fucking blow yourself up. Real shit. Your body will overheat. You'll fucking have, a stroke about this bitch trying to perform some shit. And you try and channel a bunch of energy. And nigga, you can't even do 10 push-ups. That's another thing. You niggas want to talk about being woke and all that shit, nigga. You can't do 25 push-ups. Don't worry about no prana and fucking bitches and sucking your sperm up and pulling this shit all up to your brain and your pineal and exploding and lighting on fire and all this old cool shit you want to do. Motherfucker, you can't do fucking 25, 50 push-ups. Shit. Don't worry about breathing. Nigga, just worry about breathing right now. Just worry about breathing techniques. And I'm not clowning nobody being big or small. It's some skinny niggas out of shape. I know a whole lot of skinny motherfuckers out of shape than the motherfucker. Like, you don't do shit. Body look like they ain't did a push-up a day in their life. Like, goddamn, nigga, you ain't never thought about a push-up? You ain't want it? No? Okay. A dumbbell? No? No. Okay.
Yeah, nigga, but, my mouth all dry. I ain't bring nothing to drink either. Fuck. Yeah, man, but, spiritually, we got to get on our shit, man. The world is waiting on black people to get on their shit. This is our shit. We're not being the stewards of our shit like we should be. And we should be the stewards of this shit. And we're slacking, man. Definitely motherfucking slacking. Let's see. What else can I talk about? Music. What new music? I don't want to be biased. I plan on talking about music, but I was gonna fucking. I listen to what I like. I can't say I had a whole lot of music. Oh, the new Mozzies. I'm gonna just talk about hood nigga shit. Like, I have not explored any, like, fucking dope ass hard. Let me rephrase this, because this is uncut. I haven't listened to a lot of broad spectrum of music lately. In the past few months, because I'm in war mode, I'm in like warrior mode, so I'm really not listening to nothing that's gonna keep me off guard, R&B right now, that shit is out, because niggas is out here dying and shit, and niggas on their P's and Q's, so I'm playing my warrior shit, so I've been listening to Mozzie, shit, I've been listening to nigga to all Money In niggas, J Stone, and Pac-Man new shit. G.I. Joe, On My Grind, I've been listening to that nigga album, I listen to Chris Brown and, Young Thug shit, they got one song on there I fuck with, but I'm not listening to no sentimental shit right now, because that's not the climate of my environment at the present time, so I'm smoking a lot of fucking weed. And I smacked the shit out you incorporated, like my nigga Reggie say. But, I'm just trying to relax as much as possible and bring my mental faculties and everything else within my being to its highest point, reaching my highest zenith of my existence on this planet, in this realm at this time right now. I gotta reach that type of shit. I gotta reach that. You know what I'm saying? I gotta reach me being as healthy, as young looking, as fly looking, stretched, flexible, happy, all that shit. I gotta be that now. Wealthy. I gotta get my shit on. You know what I'm saying? I gotta get my shit on. If any unturned stone, anything I wanted to do in life, I gotta do that shit like right now. Like right now, I'm doing all that shit like right now. The more and more I learn, the more and more I gotta switch up shit. I might have to do something different, but I'm accomplishing a lot of shit. I don't talk about it, but it just, you know, man, it just feels good. Focus is a motherfucking big thing, man. Nobody's gonna keep you focused. You gotta want to be focused, because right now I'm focused. And I don't got nobody in my corner saying do this, read this. I'm rejecting information. Really, because motherfuckers like, yo, man, it's a hard time. You a good dude. You should work at this. I'm not job hopping. I got a business. Nope, that's okay. You're gonna get that, and it's okay to turn something down. Don't feel bad about turning shit down, because it's going to be times you're like, yo, I need to focus on my business, because, you know, I need to focus on this one more. You know, I need to focus on me, you know, and my family, because once you get a hand to feed you, it's going to be hard. You know what I'm saying? If you can get your own business, I'm an empath. I'm done working for people. I learned all I could learn from people, and I'm good. I'm done. There's nothing I can learn from somebody.
There's nothing that somebody, let me take that back. There's nothing that I need to do that I need to go be looking for a job anymore. I'm at that point. Now, I can learn from anybody, but I don't need to be looking for a job. I own a business, actually 3 businesses within one, and I'm good. I'm not looking for one. I'll take the offer. I appreciate it. Show all due respect. But if you got any kind of business right now, especially if you're a handyman or some shit like that, and you get down with your hands or something, this is the perfect time to be on your shit. Don't sell your tools. It might be some tools from some motherfuckers that raided a Home Depot or some shit on the East Coast. I don't know. Wherever they was looting and shit. So think about shit like that. It might be some deals out there on OfferUp or some shit. But this is the time to start learning DIY shit, because this country and this world will never go back to the same shit, because it was false. This is the crumbling of it. So anybody that's on their shit right now, you need to be paying attention to not trying to go with the old norm. It's destroying this shit, because this shit needs to burn the fuck down, and we need a whole new fresh start and getting rid of this shit. There's nothing to save in America. America started off of looting, pillaging, and killing, and this shit needs to just be burned. Like, burn this shit down. Not burn it down, but just walk away from it. Just walk away from it. Just get rid of the statues, all that shit. It was all falsehood. You stole shit. Those are, you fucking celebrated thieves, robbers, pillagers, rapists, all kinds of shit. Murderers. You celebrated murderers. Let's celebrate love. If we can we can replace, we don't even gotta be black people or fucking Hispanics or whatever fucking represents this land that used to be so many motherfucking things besides California that you motherfuckers still arguing over. It used to be Mexico. Well, it used to be part of fucking Lemuria. It used to be part of Mu. You know what I'm saying? When they had Atlantis and Lemuria. So this used to be some other shit. This used to be Queen Califia's shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's a whole other fucking story. So, you know, I would love to get into it, actually. But that ain't got nothing to do with the fact of the matter is that we're fucking losing our fucking godlihood to being human, like to this humanity shit. Leave this shit alone. But see, this is what happens when those with no souls tell the ones with souls how to act. Those with no souls are telling those with souls how to act. And that's the problem. So, we got to overcome that. We got to focus. We got to stick to the plan. We are light beings. Everyone is a light bringer. There's more than 144,000 of us. If everybody wakes the fuck up. It shouldn't take much at this point for anybody to wake the fuck up and get into and understand what the Christos was and to become an initiated one. You can be initiated. You don't need no fucking priesthood. You don't need none of that shit. You were born initiated. You just don't remember the codes because you got the drop of the fucking the evil. You got that drop of evil in you. You can't get the codes because you got the darkness in you. You got the veil over your eyes. All three. You can't see the shit. But trust me, the light is so bright. If I showed y'all motherfuckers the codes, if y'all motherfuckers listen to what I'm trying to say, you see the codes. I got the codes. It only takes just a little bit. It doesn't take a whole lot for one to see the code. Just like you see in the movies when I forgot what movie it was. It was one of them angelic movies. And the codes was on his arms. The codes. The angles. The angels. The angles. Geometry. Geometry. Even when you go into space. When they show you the cancellations. When they say, oh, this is a cancellation of a lion. Like, it don't look like a lion. It looks like a triangle. A long stick. Then like a pointed stick. Those are the angles. Those are the, when those beams of light go, they beam and they glisten. Those are angles. Those are the angels. Angles, angles of light. that are pierced down from the combination of you being born. It's like fixing a watch. It's like, okay, when you guys see in these movies, we're going to go back to this time. Okay, well, let's turn this knob and we're going to turn that knob. And this knob is fixed on this. And that knob was fixed on that. And this thing was spinning at this rate at this time. And then this clock was turning because of that was spinning. And then this. And if you stop it, when you get the readings of everything, that's the day you were born. So in the sky, you got these angles that were pointing at the earth the day you were born. And at the certain time of day, when you came into your mother's womb, you came down like the rainbow bridge. The day you were born, you come through the rainbow bridge. Boom. That's how you get into the universe. They show you in all the motherfucking movies. You came from the angles. Because you are the angel, nigga. The fuck I gotta keep telling you niggas this shit for? They told you in geometry, but they didn't know what the fuck to do with it. Because you got kids that left. Oh, okay. This is what society is. Because the black man has not woke up to his godhood. And showed the whole world, remember what we are? Oh, yeah, you right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, but y'all niggas let us get our ass kicked. Oh, yeah, but you was right, though. I was right. But why did it take me to get my ass kicked and me have to stand up and damn near get persecuted for us to have this utopian golden fucking age again? Why did it have to take niggas getting their ass kicked? Because we are the sleeping old ones. We are the great old ones. It's in our DNA. That's why only a black person can make an album on. It's not about race. My race is greater than yours. Now, see, the European race, they have a part of Mars in them, which makes them big and robust, warlike. Just like in the movie, when they went to Mars on, what's that movie? John Q? Or was it, what was the name of that movie? Not John Q. Shit. And that movie was deep too. What was the name of that movie? And he was like jumping off of shit. He was jumping off the planet. He was with these little green people, and he was on the planet of Mars. And that movie, that movie had the angles in it. It had the djinn. The djinn is the god element of the earth. Of fire. That's the god of fire on earth. The salamanders. Come on, man. It's saying this is it becomes elementary when you well versed. You got to study though. It gotta be in your heart to want to know this shit. It can't happen if it ain't in your heart. You gotta be down with this shit like you down a gangbang. This is some gangster shit right here. This ain't no plague thing. This is real gang shit. Real, real gangster shit. You gotta have this shit in your heart to even have this type of conversation where it just bounces off the thought like that. To even pull that from the cosmos. To even build on that. You gotta know that you read that book and you know it. And you've read the same shit in every single fucking book. It keeps saying the same shit. Love, 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 love. Breathe, 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 breathe. Fuck all them breathing techniques, all that yoga shit y'all niggas talking about. Fuck that. If you keep focusing on the breath, you'll never get the motherfucking steps. I repeat, if you focus on the fucking breath, you'll never get the steps. You'll be fucking 1,000 years old and you won't even know the fucking secrets. You over here getting distracted by how many times I gotta breathe in and breathe out. Motherfucker, are you relaxed? Okay, do you feel it? Then motherfucker, keep moving. You feel it? Keep moving. It ain't about second guessing no more. And they tell you, imagination is not the same as unreality. So control your thoughts. Ted Andrews. Book on the Fairy Realm. Don't know what chapter, but it's in there. And it says it repeatedly throughout the book. Remember, imagination is not the same as unreality. And I'll say it again for you to make it a charm. Imagination is not the same as unreality. Do your own research.
Like I said, I ain't got no water. But clear my throat. Like I said, I like to leave this uncut because we don't need to be trying to edit shit. Leave it live because if I try to edit some shit, I might fuck up something and then you won't get the message. I won't get the message and we can't go back to it. What topics do we have?
Oh, Pride segregation. Seeing that this was the last day of Pride Month, I didn't know shit about Pride Month. I'm very well versed on the you know, the LGBTQ community. I've got family members, you know. I've always been aware. I've dated women that were bi or what have you. They never brought me into the picture, but, you know. I did not know. I watched a YouTube video by a gentleman by the name of Tariq. I can't think of his last name, but his name is Tariq. And he went into detail about the issues that go with the segregation that he talked about the space. Long story short, I want to sound all fancy and shit. The nigga talked about segregation in the fucking gay community, which I had no fucking clue about, yo. I was so enlightened. I had to like tell a nigga, like I went to his page, like, bro, hey nigga, that shit, hey, you said some real shit, bro. You know, I had to like, you know, to the side, like, hey nigga, that, you said some real shit. Because I had no fucking clue. And what he explained was they have nights where they got shit where no Tims, no shoes, no this, no that in gay clubs. So it's like they segregate, like, yo, ain't no niggas in here tonight. Like, I did not fucking, like, Mexicans got their own fucking gay shit. Every race got their own pride, day, night, whatever. And it's fucking crazy. This shit is segregated just like it is here. So it poses the question, what is it? Is it a benefit to segregate yourself and say, well, I'm does being gay come before being black? Fuck no. Obviously it don't. Because they segregate you anyway. Back to the race part. You have your own race. Y'all do what the fuck y'all do. Y'all do that shit over there. We can even have a whole land of fucking Gayland. We can have a Gayland. Y'all can live. Fuck, y'all can have a whole fucking island of gay people. That if that's what y'all want to do, go. Be Pride Month every fucking day. Y'all have y'all shit over there. We do our shit over here. Free passports for the whole world. We travel as we come. If we want to take a fucking vacation to Galen, fuck it. Let's do it. Because I'm sure the coast of Galen would be dope as a motherfucker. Because gay people ain't going to let no shit go on the beach. They beach is going to be the shit. It'd probably be the best tourist spot. The best DJs and shit. Galen would be dope as fuck. I wish gay people would all go to one fucking island. I'd be there all the fucking time. I'd fucking probably be a DJ. Nigga, I have a house in Galen. Whole fucking country, just a whole island, is all everybody gay? Fucking 38 billion fucking people or whatever. Yeah, 38 million fucking people live on this island? For real? No shit? Oh, fuck. They're all fucking, this shit's cracking on the fucking coast. What? Nigga, have a yacht in Galen. I had a prettiest fucking yacht on the fucking coast, nigga. They be like, nigga, who shit is that? Oh, that's a cool brother right there, Jack. Yeah. That's a deep Blakes, man. Niggas talking like they in the 70s and shit. Man, that's a cool motherfucking boat there, baby. Shit, he's got to be a wealthy man. Probably an oil baron, man. Gotta be, Jack. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas drink, sharing a bottle and shit with motherfucking Apple hats and shit, or some fedoras or some bomber jackets, like some old Crips. Yeah, man, that's a big boat, man. Yeah, man, I wish I had money like that, man. Yeah, I could dig it, baby. Hell yeah. But anyway, that's just me and my acting. Now I'm thinking about movie shit because I'm actually writing this fucking movie now. I'm getting into that shit. But yeah, man, shit, we gotta do better, man. I think we can have a utopian society if we practice love, unconditional love, man. We can have a dope utopian society. We just gotta get rid of these soulless motherfuckers, man. We just gotta shine a light, man. We all have to be the light that we're looking for. We all have to shine our inner light. Turn that lamp on, man. This shit ain't never, it's like a propane tank that's always fucking just ready to go. If you light a match in that bitch, this shit'll blow the fuck up. That's what everybody needs to do. Light the fucking match, man, in your heart. Light that bitch up and fucking do something. I am not asking niggas to be fucking heroes. I'm asking niggas to just read a book every day. Read about fucking Tai Chi, Taoism, fucking Mantak Chia. Nigga, just some of these books is going to get you to enlightenment. Then you'll understand what I'm talking about. I'm still a gun toting. I'm like a black redneck. I was born in Nacogdoches, Texas. I'm for the regular day-to-day mundane shit, but I operate on a higher motherfucking plane. I just do. I'm tuned into my shit. I'm tuned into my fucking God. I'm tuned into my chi. I'm into my shit. My girl looking at me crazy because she ain't seen me busting nothing. Fucking, she don't know how long. And I'm blowing her back out still. She's like, nigga, you haven't came? Nah, for what? That's wasting my fucking fluid. That's wasting my energy. I'm supposed to meditate, not even fucking open up my hands. My whole body's supposed to be connected. I'm supposed to be meditating with my fucking hands clasped. Didn't know that. Losing energy. Lock it in. Didn't know that. Yeah. So, you know, you got to elevate. I ain't asking niggas to become fucking young. I didn't ask you to collect no crystals, nigga. Just get a book. Breathe, nigga. But go on Amazon and look up yoga. Look up yoga and then filter that shit from the most expensive book. And just buy the most expensive book. Start there. But start buy a book that costs as much as the books cost when you was in college. When they niggas used to charge you $200 a book and all that shit. No, what they still do, sure. Buy a book that costs $100. $40. I found jewels. Jewels of a book that costs $8. It all depends on what you in tune with. That's the key. What are you looking for? What level are you on? Some shit might be too hot for you. You know, that ain't for you yet. You might have to take a few steps back and then reassess, like, okay, where am I? And that's something that you need to ask somebody who you trying to get your information from. That's the first thing you need to be honest about. Yo, where am I? What do you know? Because a real true motherfucking teacher ain't gonna tell you shit. They gonna ask you straight up. And if they don't ask you, they gonna get it out of you anyway. Let me see what level this motherfucker on. If you on that level, I'll open a door for you. And if you don't know how to find your way out of that door, then I'll know I can't open up another door for you. I'm gonna observe and see. Let's see. Let me open up this hidden door. Didn't know you. Oh, this shit unlocked. Okay, come on out. I'm gonna show you something else. And if you can't handle that, I'm leaving that room. Each room only I got the key to. If you're a true teacher, it's levels to shit. You teach yourself. You are your fucking teacher. You are the one with the motherfucking whip to your feet. You the teacher. Not me. That's you. You got to open your own ears. That's why they always tell you go within. When you look into any ancient civilization, you look into, I don't give a fuck what teaching it is. I've read them all. I'm not trying to be arrogant. I've read every aspect of shit. Go within. Rise up. Go without. And then you got to come right back in. That's exactly what they're going to tell you. Go within. Rise up. Go without. And they tell you to come right back in. As above, so below. As within, so without. The universe ain't nothing but a reflection of us. We a hologram off some shit that's beaming on some fucking other shit. Just like I said, the angles. You're a beaming angle of fucking light. Just like if you flash a diamond, nigga. You walking around with, damn, that nigga jewelry blinging, nigga. Hit a nigga in the eye because it's beaming on a nigga. Just like the sun beams on a motherfucking nigga and shit in the morning. I'd get up and I'd be like, damn, I'm so motherfucking fly. I'm fresh to death as a motherfucker. God damn. Is that me? Yep, fly as ever. That's me. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? When you wake up in the morning feeling like that. You know what I'm saying? When you wake up in the morning feeling like, you know what I'm saying? You is the Jamba Juice. You know what I'm saying? Whoo! Shit. You know what I'm saying? Might have to whip myself into shape real quick. You know what I'm saying? You dig? All that. Dipped every day. All day. I don't need the damn restaurant to put the gold on top of my ice cream. I'm about to pack myself and do it anytime I want it. You dig what I'm saying? You out there looking for something outside of you. Everything they say is inside of you. Inside, inside, inside. Visualization. Gravitate towards it. Get out of those relationships. Because what happens is people be in relationships where everybody don't want that shit. Get out of that relationship. She don't want that shit you want. He don't want that shit you want, girl. Let that nigga go. He don't want what you want. Stop fucking with her, bro. It was fun. She don't want what you want. She don't want what you want. She not reading nothing you read. You done bought 1,000 books. The bitch ain't picked up one. She don't want what you want. You not gonna manifest nothing that you really want. Because she don't want what you want. You gotta manifest exactly what you want. And if you do have a partner, she got to be on the same page. She got to want what you want immediately. You supposed to meet like that. If it took you 10, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and it don't, and y'all don't just intertwine, it ain't meant to be. It's fun, but it ain't gonna last. Don't waste your time. Make sure you build, but don't waste your time. You gotta connect. We gotta connect. We gotta get back to Earth. We gotta get back to connecting to Earth. We act as if this shit does not fuck with us. You gotta think. There's other realms on this planet that we fuck up. Our ecosystem, the fuck, we got the unseen realm, like the fairies and all that other shit. When we pollute the fucking rivers and shit, we fuck up all that shit too, like the elves and all that shit. Y'all niggas think I'm crazy right now, but when you just go buy a Ted Andrews book and just start there, and then you'll go down a spiral, and other writers, these motherfuckers got tons of books that are like 400 or 500 pages long talking about fairies and elves, and then they have incantations, and some of them are fucking, they have angles to them too that are in sigils, and they run certain kingdoms of the fucking earth, and then you'll start finding feathers pop out of fucking nowhere that are in perfect condition, or certain birds start flying around your house. Then you look into a book and says, oh, if you see this bird, that's a message from the other world saying thank you for acknowledging us. So when we pollute the lakes and shit, we fuck up that world too. The rainbows and the leprechauns and all the shit that finds you your keys and hides your keys around your house and shit. All these fun things you're scared to close the closet door about. They not worried about you. But they do have a strong energy. And they know you're fucking up their world because you're fucking up your own world. This shit's interdimensional. They put it in the fucking movies. I'm only basing my information off of the movies that I watch, have seen, grew up watching, and the books I've read that are old, new, and current, all through the spectrum. I'm connecting the dots. I've connected the dots. I'm still connecting the dots, and I'm on a wheel now. It looks like a big wheel, and it's spinning, and it has a silver thread, and it has a silver thread, and I'm way out in outer space, and I'm spinning this wheel, and the wheel looks like a damn one of those wheels you see on an old ship. Like I got pirates on this ship, but these ain't pirates. These are like gods, and I've just got this, and this silver thread is spinning from outer space all the way down the fucking earth. And that silver thread starts turning into gold. And that it just spinning and it's spinning and it's spinning. And it's just creating. And it becomes creation. And then you put all these new things into human beings. And then we end up some dumbass hot dog eating motherfuckers. Talking about putting bacon on that shit. Polluting the fucking the earth. There's other life forms that depend on us to raise our vibration. They don't speak because they have heart. They don't need to speak to us. This baby's coming in here. They're crystal children. They don't even need, they don't fucking speak. My daughter, crystal child, doesn't even fucking speak. How the fuck does she know sign language? She knows everything we fucking say, and she does not say a fucking word. She's 2 years old. What kind of fucking anomaly is that? So I'm reading the book of sacred wisdom, and it said the language of the heart needs no words. Love needs no language. It's immediately understood. I went into the store, Elements of the Earth, West Covina Mall, right there next to the Nordstrom's rack, and I remember telling the guy when I bought that, I bought that jade face roller a couple weeks ago, if you see my Instagram. And for some reason, I told the guy the same thing before I even got that book. I said, I don't need to know your language. Because he was telling me about how he had brain surgery and terminal cancer and he beat it and this and that. And I said, hey, man, you're working too much. Because all these foreigners, they think it's cool to come to America and work hard. And they think working hard is honorable. Black people are the kings and queens of working hard. It's not honorable. There's no honor in working this hard in America, because the motherfuckers that run this shit, they don't work. They print fake money. They don't work hard. And once you start seeing the keys and the lights to this shit, you know, you know what? You're right. I'm in a rat race for what? I'm immortal. My job here is to not accumulate 10 fucking boats. 6 bitches, 38,000 Rolexes, and a bunch of diamonds. My job is to fucking reach enlightenment. I can get a chain, that's cool, but my enlightenment is gonna get me all the bitches and all the shit that's priceless. Enlightenment is gonna get me the priceless shit that none of this money can buy. For that's what I seek. So, that's, I don't even know where the fuck I'm fucking going. And what the fuck is that in my truck? The fuck is that? Is that a roach? Oh, shit. I don't know what the fuck that was. I'm in my truck recording. That's where I be recording. It's like some bug just crawled in my motherfucking truck. But anyway, we keep it raw and uncut. But yeah, man. Stay focused. Stay hella focused. And yeah, man. You guys are gods. You need to be seeking enlightenment. Straight up, like, serious, like, that's some real shit. Like, we need to be seeking enlightenment to the fucking 10th power. Like, seriously. Enlightenment. If we could find that, like, you got everything, like, covered. Everything is just, man, I wish I could, like, tell you how, what, enlightenment ain't even just about, you know, a motherfucker trying to redo yoga and all that. That ain't even it, bro. It's just tapping into your infiniteness, your limitlessness. You know what I'm saying? Like, tapping into that is just so fucking magnificent. tapping into that is just you have no idea. Money, drugs, none of that shit can buy. Like you can't. It's priceless. The shit is fucking priceless. So seek enlightenment, seek love, love, laugh, live. You know me, respect. You know what I'm saying? Those are my, you know, top